Today's episode of News AF is sponsored by the Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna, which lets you watch HD TV anywhere you go in the continental United States. So whatever you do outdoors, make your TV as flexible as your travel plans. Visit dishoutdoors.com for more information and stay tuned for a special offer coming up during today's show. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the first week of September 2018 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Hey, everybody, what's happening? We are back here live to kick off the fall season of News AF here on the Tuesday after Labor Day. And so much to talk about. First, a man who is turned up in his ongoing battle against American Airlines, Mr. Tyson Apostle.
What's up, Rob? Yeah. Every time I tweet them, they tweet me back. And they're very kind and professional, but it doesn't fix the problem.
Yes.
So I was flying home from Europe. Get this. And I just have to say it. I know everybody's going to be like, Tyson complains about the airlines so much every time he flies.
Yep.
And he always complains about American. Why doesn't he fly somewhere else? Because on paper, they're the most convenient.
Yeah.
And
that's not where they fly the planes.
Yeah, it's not the way they fly the planes conveniently. So I came home from my European trip, which rained almost the entire time, but still, it was beautiful.
Okay.
And my flight from Zurich, Switzerland, they put us all on the plane. Then they pulled us all off the plane and we were 2 hours late. So we were going to get into Philadelphia like 20 minutes before the next plane. So I was on the online tweeting at American the whole time, like, I don't have any checked bags. I'm going to run to the gate. I'm going to be there in time. Make sure they know this. And they're like, okay, our gate agents know that you're going to do it. We're going to wait for you if you can make it. I sprint through dude, I've never had anything like this. People were pushing in the aisle, like clamoring like there was a zombie apocalypse at the back of the plane coming forward. And then as we exited the plane, I kid you not, like 60 to 100 people, full run, same thing. Like you would think there was a zombie apocalypse. I worked my way to the front of the pack as we
trampled some children and
I didn't
women
have to trample anybody.
Process.
I even had a rolly bag.
Oh, nice.
I get to customs first, so there's not a line. Get through security super quick. And then I'm running through the airport to make my connection. I roll up like 10 minutes before they close the gate. Like, amazing. And I tell them who I am. And they're like, we didn't think you were going to make it. I was like, well, I did. And they're like, well, we gave your seat away. And I was like, the seat I paid for. And then you guys made me late for. And then told me that they would do all they could to make sure I got on the flight. And they're like, mm-hmm. And I was like, that's going to make an awesome Twitter story.
Yeah. And what did they say?
And they said, oh, we found a seat for you.
Oh. Okay.
After they told me the flight was full.
Mm-hmm.
They probably just threw somebody off. Maybe beat him up a little bit too in the process.
Yeah, they punched somebody in the face and dragged him down the aisle. So then they send me on without a boarding pass or anything. And then they come on and give me my boarding pass. And they're like, by the way, sir, that Twitter threat, that was, you shouldn't be doing that. I was like, well, it worked. I mean, I said it in
thread or threat?
Threat.
Threat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I said it in a joking manner.
But it doesn't come through all the time.
Yeah.
Well, it was like they weren't going to let me on the plane. And then when I said it.
Humor is based in truth.
That is true. And it was going to be true. I was going to have a heyday on Twitter with it.
Mm-hmm.
But they let me on after I said that. They told me the flight was full until I said that. Until that came out of my mouth. And they were like, oh, we have a chair. Miraculously enough for you. Here you go. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I would have had to spend the night there and come home the next day and had the worst swass because you've already been traveling so long.
And you had just run. You know,
and
like
I just sprinted. I was dripping sweat all over everybody on the plane. And I was like, tell the American about this experience. As I'm like,
you're slinging it off your pinkies.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah,
Patrick Ewing in its prime.
Anyways, suck at American Airlines, and also thank you.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're conflicted, it sounds like.
The thing is that why should I be appreciative of something they should have done in the first place? Mm. But they do that to you, so you just are groveling at their feet.
Yeah, they like it. It gets, I think South Park's did an episode where the cable companies, they just love it when you come and complain. And the guys who work there.
The American, what airlines do is they refuse you the basic services that come with the purchase of a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you don't get them, you're pissed. And then when you get some of them back, you're like so thankful to them that it's incredible.
Experiment. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's like the Stanford prison experiment. That's what Tyson thinks an airline does every time they fly.
Every time. It's every time you're like, oh, thank you so much for doing that for
me. Thank you for these pretzels. Yeah. They're the most delicious thing I've had all week.
So, Danny, should we be reframing the conversation we have about the week's worst airline passengers, where maybe we're not looking at things from their perspective?
Yeah.
Because
if I would have made the news, I probably would have been on that list, and then I'd be greyhounded for life.
There are only two people in the airline, when we talk about airlines, who are laughing, and it's the fat cats at the top,
mm-hmm.
and maybe the pilots, because they're completely cut off from everybody else. But this is
they're just in there HJing each other, having the time of their life.
The gatekeepers, the people at the gate, the stewardess, these people, they're in the trenches. What I mean? They're not the generals in the back. They're actually
that's the
trenches
too. Like when I explode at those people, I'm like, I know it's not your fault, but I can't get to the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had the CEO here, for sure he would get an earful, but he's not here. He's just giving of my mouth.
By the way, we haven't even introduced Danny yet. So, welcome, Danny Bryson.
Thank you. I also had an AF experience.
Yes.
That I went to a movie last night.
Oh, what movie?
And the guy I went to, this is the most interesting thing about the movie. It was called Searching, I think, and it was completely done off of a computer screen.
Yes.
Wait, what's it about?
It's about a guy who loses his daughter.
Okay.
And it's all filmed from the perspective of basically a computer or a phone. So like FaceTime or what we're doing right now.
And you took your kids to it?
Right.
Of course. I took all of them.
Harold from Harold and Kumar, right?
Yeah, actually, I was trying from White Castle. Isn't that, they do something like that? Okay. So the guy next to me took off his shoes and his socks and
in the
had
movie
bare feet in the movie theater.
On the floor. He put his bare feet on the floor.
It was a nice movie theater that reclined. So he was reclined and his feet were jutting out barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
And
he had socks on and he took the socks off?
I think he did a full removal.
Like, shoes a little bit, but the socks.
No, how did that make you feel?
No one should be barefooted indoors unless they're at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Like that should be the rule. And sandals, I know that's the toe in the line to use. But I feel like you should always keep your feet covered, especially on planes. I mean, planes, any public space, do not have bare feet. It's just disgusting. And he was rubbing them together so loud that you could hear the dry skin.
Like a cricket?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Human cricket.
That's a mating call, I believe.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's trying to do. My wife gave him a stink eye and he stopped that.
I thought you were going to say your wife was aroused by the chirping.
She's like, I can't tell why, but I'm very aroused.
Something's
right
drawing
now.
Me to
not the
man.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just gross. Just a horrible.
How was the movie?
How did the movie end?
The movie was okay. Actually, the movie was better than I expected. I went in with such low expectations that it really surprised me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Did it work out in the end for him?
I'm not going to tell you.
Spoilers.
Why would I do that? That's crazy.
I'm just trying to bait you into giving a spoiler so everybody's mad at you.
Nope, not going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We've got a ton of news stories to talk about here today on a busy first week of September here. So let's talk about some tragic news that went on over this past week. Now, Tyson is a longtime wearer of the Axe body spray. Tyson, just got the best.
Just got the best sense.
Your delivery may be affected after a truck of Axe body spray has caught fire and exploded.
Yeah, I think that was my entire order actually for the month. I just love Axe body spray so much. It's just like a nice, subtle, clean smell that isn't overpowering, and it's just a classy.
According to their commercials, that exploded truck should have brought in hordes of women who then just true. Absentmindedly walked into the flames of the burning vehicle.
Hey, guys.
Are you confusing it with BOD?
No, I feel like they're the same thing.
They're made in the same factory. They're just branded differently.
If you put on Axe body spray and then rub your dry feet together, it's basically scientifically proven to bring women
that woman will have a baby on the spot. The Europeans, when I used to live over there, loved Axe body spray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could not walk through anywhere where there was a potential of spray being without a cloud of it just landing on the inside of your lungs.
You're getting crop really dusted all the time by Axe body spray.
Yeah, nonstop, dude, anywhere you were. So this is, it's sad, and it's definitely going to make some people not smell like, man, I wish I knew a scent. Like, Danny, what are the names of your favorite scents?
Probably like Dragon's Breath.
Yeah, Dragon's Breath.
That's right.
Game Changer.
Yeah, they're not flavors. Scents? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. All right.
Game Changers has got to be one.
Game Changer? I think those are Survivor Seasons.
That sounds like a good one.
I think Survivor Seasons and Axe body spray scents are the same, dude. Blood versus water. Look it up. Game Changers. That's one. Heroes versus Villains. That's another scent from Axe body spray. Which came first? The name of the season or the scent of Axe body spray?
Yeah. David versus Goliath, I think, is another one.
That's another one. That's a good one.
Right. So let's see. Are the sprays and the body washes different flavors?
No, I think you have to wear them together.
Do you call it a flavor? Are you spraying it in your mouth?
So here's what you're doing. Correct. You're getting like the orange snake peel in your whole skin, and then putting orange snake peel scent all over your whole body. The beauty with Axe body spray is it's not limited to a few like pulse zones like you would put
it on. Yeah, you don't dab it on your wrist and your neck. You're like spraying it.
You coat your entire body with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Especially your erogenous zones. You got to hit those hard.
You got to spray down your pants until none of your privates work anymore.
Yeah. Are they out of the body spray business? Because I feel I'm on the Axe website, which I'm sure is going to make me be on crazy list. On
some type of watch list.
Yeah. Well, I only see antiperspirant and deodorant. Is Axe body spray considered deodorant?
Yeah, it's considered antiperspirant and deodorant, but it helps deodorize your entire body.
Tyson, think how much better off you would have been if you'd approached that gate agent after running all that distance with some Axe body spray on.
Oh, dude.
You could have gotten whatever you wanted.
Yeah, but check out some of these scents that they have, because these are very interesting. This is just deodorant. They've got iced musk and ginger. That seems like a Danny flavor.
That's three different ones?
That's one. Iced musk and ginger. There's OUD. I don't know what OUD wood and dark vanilla.
Those are their...
Outwood?
Wow, that... I feel like there's a lot of people crossing lines where you wear something on your body to smell good. And then at some point that smell makes you smell worse.
This is kind of a crazy one. Tobacco and amber, Tyson.
Tobacco and amber.
Amber. Tobacco.
Amber. Like amber. I don't think amber really has a scent.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like fossilized tree sap.
Here's one that's good for you, Tyson. Too bad Lester, you didn't have black eclipse.
Ooh.
That is good for me because I like eclipses. Do you think season 40 will be black eclipse?
I don't know.
Season 40 is Survivor.
A black scent. Black
chill.
Well,
of course.
Black chill.
Deodorant stick. Anarchy is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo. Burned garbage.
Yeah.
Are those made with activated charcoal? Because that's kind of a hot thing in...
I don't know. It doesn't say it is.
Hygienic.
And heat. Also, if you put activated charcoal in an Axe body spray, if someone eats a Tide Pod, they can just spray their mouth and absorb some of those poisons.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Also, that in addition to they have anarchy, but also peace.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Two conflicting ones for if Danny and I were dating, we'd each wear one.
Yeah.
And then whenever we went anywhere, the hybrid of the mixture would.
That's why the truck caught fire. Those two opened up and they interacted with each other and just caught fire.
Boom.
Peace and anarchy can't coexist.
So I think it's safe to say we need to get our PR person on this to get us all the full catalog of Axe body sprays.
Tyson,
and every day I'll do a tiger's blood version of Axe body spray where I'll just spray every single one on me.
That's not tiger's blood. That's called suicide.
Oh, okay.
A tiger's blood is just coconut and cherry.
Gross.
It's coconut and strawberry.
Tyson, is Axe body spray like baked Lay's where they are soliciting?
They'll give
flavors?
You diarrhea after a little bit too much.
I guess that's just regular Lay's, right? Where they were soliciting submissions for flavors.
Yeah, I don't think they should.
Mm.
But it's like you can only submit if you wear a lot of stainless steel jewelry, which is the cheapest jewelry,
studded,
and pants. Have bedazzled back pockets on your jeans.
Yeah.
And there's probably got to be another. I know that those two are criteria, but there's a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So we would
need
able to
find someone with a little bit less dark of a sense of, when it comes to naming, they need some happier names, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like,
they're pretty bleak. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Bleak. That's a better way to describe it.
Here's a great feature on the axe.com website. They have a section called, Is It Okay for Guys?
I'd just like to point out that we're not getting a dime from Axe body spray. All of this positive is just coming for free.
So for any of our male listeners that are out there, if
or female,
well,
some of their stuff could be unisex.
I guess so. If you're a woman who's wondering about, is it okay if guys blank? There are there's a whole question database available where men can look up. Is it okay for guys to cry? Is it okay for guys to wear pink? Is it okay for guys to manscape? Is it okay for guys to do yoga? Is it okay for guys to experiment with other guys? And is it
I think that Axe body spray is going to say no to all of those.
I think the very first question is it okay for guys to wear Axe body spray? Yeah, and then let's go from there.
And then finally, is it okay for guys to pee sitting down?
Okay, if you need to ask these questions.
Yeah, why?
Asking Axe body spray.
What's going to happen if you pee sitting down? Your dick's going to explode?
Okay, so is it okay for guys to pee sitting down? It looks like 30% of the people polled on Axe.com said it was okay.
Of course.
And that's the majority?
How is it?
No.
The majority says it's not okay?
Yeah, of all of those questions that I asked, the answer that the question that got the least positive response from Axe.com users was, is it okay for guys to do yoga? Only 4% of Axe.com users said it was okay for guys.
I think this says a lot about Axe users.
Yeah, it really does. It says that they're all single and none of them have a real job.
And second most was, is it okay for, second least was, is it okay for guys to wear pink? Only 11% the axe.com users thought it was more okay for guys to cry, guys to experiment with other guys.
Venn diagram somewhere, and it's just one circle because the two circles overlap perfectly, and it's guys who do CrossFit and guys who wear Axe body spray.
All right, so Axe body spray,
get it, Danny? Just one circle, because they
I understand how that works.
Right. So if you are awaiting your shipment of Axe body spray, please
be a while.
Have patience. It will take a while for the stockpile to
maybe that'll be the
but for
Axe
God's
body
sakes,
spray to put out
do
in the
not
meantime,
do yoga
patience.
While you're waiting.
Yes, that's not okay. Although I feel like that a yoga studio might be a good place that can get a little smelly in a
to release
you know,
that axe, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last week on the show, we talked about the town of Mayo, Florida, which was being paid off by Big Miracle Whip to change the name of their town. And we talked about, well, when is somebody going to get in on having a person change their name? And here is KFC, who is willing to pay you $11,000 if you name your newborn baby after Colonel Sanders, Danny.
This is, I mean, they're going to have so many applicants.
Yeah, there's only one person at 11K.
Yes. Okay. So September 9th was Colonel Sanders' birthday, and Colonel Sanders' real name was Colonel Harlan Sanders. So what you need to do is...
Was he a real colonel?
You will need to name your baby Harlan on September 9th, and then you will have 30 days to submit an application.
Oh.
Now, I don't know necessarily, like, what if you don't win?
Yeah, you're giving it all away up front.
Yeah. I think Harley is kind of a cool nickname, Dan.
Harland isn't a bad name for a
I think you have to say it Harland.
Harland.
Colonel Harland Sanders.
$11,000 also seems pretty cheap. They say it's for the 11 herbs and spices, but...
I thought all those herbs and spices were proven to just be salt.
But guys, $11,000 that you can't just spend on Axe body spray, it's going towards college tuition, which will pay about 1/100th of the tuition for your child.
Danny,
in 20 years.
Is it a likely outcome that this child is going to be college educated after their parents name them for...
will be educated in the ways of fried chicken. That's the education. What if that's it? $11,000 towards the Colonel Harlan Sanders College.
if they also give him a lifetime supply of KFC,
you wouldn't
this
want
kid's
that.
Not even going to make it to college. He'll die of a heart failure.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. I went to a KFC's on the weekend.
Yes, how was it?
Oh.
It, okay, I shouldn't have liked the hot wings. Everything in my mind and body told me not to.
Not to, but you
but
did.
But something in
That's
my
how
mouth
KFC
said yes.
Is, dude.
I know.
I go to KFC once every like 5 years, and every time I go there, I'm like, I should eat here more.
Hey, Axe Body Spray, is it okay for me to like KFC?
Yes. Rubisley in the chat says, is it okay for guys to go by Mr. Skeeter? We need to we need our own section of is it okay for guys
or just people. I don't think we need to specifically say guys.
Yeah guys or girls.
We'll reach more people if we don't make it gender, if we just say guys.
So is Harlan mostly a guy's name, and if so, is that wrong of them to leave out the
that's true
the
are they
girls?
I could see a girl named Harlan. I bet there are girls.
Harlan. Yeah, Harlan is a good, can be a unisex name.
Could sound a little too much like Harlot.
Mm. Yeah, you'll definitely.
Yeah, but everything's going to sound a little too much like something.
Mm-hmm. Now, do we want to open up our own contest for someone who is willing to name their baby Mr. Skeeter?
No amount of money. No amount of money can be given to somebody willing to do that to their child. No, you'll throw 20.
I'll throw in $300.
Guys,
if it's legal.
$300 for the first person.
No. Did you not see the story about the people? I know it's not the same thing, but they paid a guy to get a tattoo on his head of somebody's name.
Yeah.
You just can't throw this out there. It's going to be a lawsuit somehow.
Why?
Some way. I don't know. I just feel like $20, it's going to lead to a divorce. He loves the show or she loves the show and the spouse doesn't. They name the kid Skeet Dog. No,
Mr. Skeeter.
Mr. Skeeter. It's very
whatever it is. Mr. Skeeter. Oh, that's a, yeah. Right. He's got a leg up in the business world right away.
Because he's
with Mr. Skeeter.
Right away becoming a mister.
Oh, no. Your baby's so cute. What's its name? Oh, this is Mr. Skeeter.
Oh my. We're the name of Mr. Skeeter.
First name, Mr. Last name,
Mr.
Skeeter.
Mr. Skeeter is an adorable name for a pet.
Okay, it is a good name for a pet, but I'm not paying to see a pet's named Mr. Skeeter.
No, but I agree. Pet name, Mr. Skeeter.
Pet name, Mr. Skeeter. All right. Well, how about this? We'll pay for a voucher to go to KFC. If you name your pet Mr. Skeeter.
But we have to see the birth certificate.
Yeah, Yeah, we have to see your pet's birth certificate with Mr. Skeeter yes. on it.
John in the chat says, I'd consider a vascular D tattoo on my ankle.
Danny, how come you have so many cool nicknames?
Cool. Yeah.
you have so many cool yeah. nicknames. I don't also, even have one nickname.
Vascular D would be a great Axe body scent. that's probably like top 10 from the Axe library.
It's going to be hard to fit all my nicknames on my tombstone.
What other nicknames do you have?
Well, right now we have Skeet Dog, yeah. Vascular D. And then there was one other one that we said last
Danny Monday.
Monday.
Which is the one you tried to give yourself.
I did. It didn't stick nearly as well as Skeet Dog or Vascular D.
All right. Let's talk about
a... So we've settled upon Vascular D then.
No, we haven't. I prefer Skeet Dog.
A big scandal is rocking the Kuwaiti fish industry at this Ooh, hour.
I was worried about that.
You know, Kuwait, a nation really known for its really robust fish
invasions.
Market. Yeah.
Oh.
a local Kuwaiti fish market has been caught sticking googly eyes onto a fish.
No, this is like Broga. This is a one-time.
It is a one-time, but it says Kuwaiti shop caught sticking googly eyes on fish to make them look fresher. So this could happen. It's not a movement. It's not like I challenge 17 celebrities to put googly eyes on.
But what I mean is, this is one fish. Show me the fish display, that with all the fish. Ice.
But maybe this was the only sickly looking fish that needed googly eyes.
Okay, that's just one googly eyed fish. I don't think that counts as like some Kuwaiti,
look,
shot. I don't know why, but it's just one thing. People stick googly eyes.
So you're okay with
the
Broga, but you are not okay with this.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
So you think that Broga is more of a movement than
googly-eyed fish in Kuwait?
I don't know. What's the difference?
It's not a movement.
Putting it's googly you know what I'm saying. Fish as opposed to photoshopping the ad. I mean, the TV food advertising industry has long been, gluing seeds onto buns. And
yeah, I'm going to let you know a little secret.
That's true.
Commercial yeah.
Every time I order.
Or is way different than what you get at the store. So why
more often than not? The thing I order is not the thing I wanted to order, just based on appearances.
So what's wrong?
That's a good point,
with
Rob.
The googly eyes on the dead fish, Danny.
In this day and age, you made it sound like nothing's wrong with the googly eyes.
Yeah, you made it actually sound like we should be putting googly eyes on all fishes.
Yes. Now, could the fish, instead of a googly eye, which I don't believe you could eat? What if it was like some sort of a cookie topper where it looked like an eye, but was edible, Danny?
I like that.
I like that. But here's the problem with googly eye. I think I prefer the other eye to the googly eye makes the fish look surprised to be there. Like that's an emotional response to his current situation.
Like, please don't eat it.
Yeah. I think that that's more of a deterrent for me. When it comes to buying a fish, than the other eye, which looks more like a dead fish's eye.
I don't think you get to keep the googly eyes either. I think they have one pair of googly eyes and they're like, give me the money for the fish and then we will give you the fish. And you're like, hand me the fish first. And they're like, nope, cash first. And you give them the cash and then they peel off the googly eyes and put them on the next fish.
Yeah.
That's how they would really stretch their dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Only having to pay for one pair of googly eyes.
Yeah. Is it a pair also, Tyson? It looks like that. It might just be one.
It could just be one.
It may the other.
Yeah. That could be. It only needs to be one googly eye. Unless, of course, they're selling perch. Then there's no way to lay that thing eyes up without.
Says here that rival Kuwaiti fish sellers reacted by advertising fresh fish without cosmetics.
Oh,
man. What a burn.
Yeah. Now, this is not the first scandal to hit the Kuwaiti fish marketplace. Back in July, another Kuwaiti fishmonger was accused of stuffing his fish with steel nails to increase its weight.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, who knew the Kuwaiti fish market was such a hotbed for controversy?
Dude, it is crazy. It's one of the most dangerous places in the world trying to walk around that fish market.
With nails. That, I mean, that doesn't seem smart. Why don't you weigh it down with something like some kind of heavy bread or something edible?
Mercury.
Bread?
I don't know. I'm trying to think something edible. It's not something that kills your customer. You want return customers.
Mercury is one of the more dense metals.
You know what I'm saying, though? You want return customers. You don't want to kill your customers.
You want them to love it. It's cocaine. Jam it with a kilo of cocaine.
That's not price effective. That's going to be too expensive.
Not oil.
Something heavy, but also edible.
Delicious. Butter.
Yeah. Butter. Okay. Yeah. Butter. And then when they cook it, they'll be like, why is this fish so good?
So good.
They come back all the time.
Like, oh my God.
Butter's not that heavy, though.
But it's delicious.
Yeah, that is delicious. How much do the eyes weigh?
Not
almost
enough.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Say water. Spicy wasabi, wasabix.
That's good. Give the fish a water enema or whatever.
Yeah.
Fill it up.
In both ends.
Yeah.
And then cork it.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll keep you posted on any other breaking news stories going on from the Kuwaiti fishing industry.
I wouldn't be surprised if in 10 minutes we have some breaking news.
I know,
from the
it sounds like
Kuwaiti
fishing
industry.
This is an interesting list that was put together from our friends over in Australia, where we know that Tinder is popular all around the world. Over in Australia, they had a study that was done to see what are the most swipe job titles for people using Tinder in Australia.
Guess.
You want to guess?
Okay. Son of billionaire, number one job.
Son of billionaire. Social media influencer.
Yes.
And social media manager, probably. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. That's
the, you've got the whole list.
You've got the whole list here. The most swiped right jobs in Australia for men were paramedic.
Wait, is this for men swiping towards women or for women swiping towards men?
I believe that, I guess it must
These
be
are
this
men's
is
jobs?
What men are swiping for women. We're looking for, actually, no, well, number four is carpenter, so I'm not sure necessarily.
Yeah.
So I think it's the jobs held by men that are swiped. Paramedic is one. Primary
Real
teacher,
job
that, two.
Interesting.
Cool.
Firefighter was three. Carpenter was four. And physiotherapist is five, Danny.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
I don't know either.
Okay.
A physiotherapist is a physical therapist.
Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
But the thing is there's only one made up job on that whole thing.
Is which one?
Photographer.
Photographer is not a real job.
It used to be, but I don't think it is anymore with social media. Let's look at the females.
Okay. Number one most swiped right job for women, lifeguard. Then cabin crew. I think that's a person, a flight attendant.
Okay.
Yes.
Number three is nurse. Number four is bartender. Number five is dance teacher. Number nine is radiographer. Danny, is that like a podcaster?
What is that? Radiographer?
Something to do with x-rays. Not a radiologist, but maybe.
So if number one pairs up with number one, that's like a super couple. Like they're out there to save. They're like a superhero group, a lifeguard and a paramedic.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is that do you think lifeguards are swiping on lifeguards? Because the numbers aren't matching up here. And also, photographer as a woman is not even on the list.
So female photographer is not desired by Australian men?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got some real thirsty photos also on this article.
Drink. I could drink that in all day long.
This made me think about, I really should have consulted professions when I was looking for a spouse in terms of return on investment. Like if you swipe on a carpenter, that's great. He can help you fix all the things around your house, right? It seems like a
lifeguard. If you're a bad swimmer,
I am a bad swimmer. So a lifeguard would be a great choice for me. A nurse, awesome.
Or a paramedic. Yeah, a nurse would be good, because imagine when you're 90 and just shitting your pants every day, and then this lady is like,
she can
handle 86, but she's like, I've been changing adult diapers for a profession. This is no big deal. Because I'm going to, whether it's a nurse or whatever, whoever's changing my diapers when I'm old, there's a little bit of guilt that's going to come.
Yeah,
that
for sure. Yeah,
well, the good thing is going to be,
and also shame.
But that hopefully, that's going to be one of the jobs the robot will do.
Yeah.
When we,
you know what though, point. I did pretty well because I did marry a seamstress, and she can do a lot of things that are a hassle. Like, you know, you have to get clothes taken in or pants, you know, sewn or whatever. So that did turn out well for me. But I mean, maybe I could have done better. Found someone with more, you know, like I said, return on investment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that maybe one of the primo job titles that did not make the list is Kuwaiti fishmonger. I think that was probably the
well, Australia is far away from Kuwait, but I think that if you do fishmonger, the Kuwaiti version of Tinder, I think that would be
top of the list.
Googly genders. Eyes on everything would have been very cute.
Oh, very cute.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about another story at this hour. And this is one that has huge ramifications, that we have been following this type of story since the inception of News AF. And this is a big story this week from our friends over
in
North Carolina. Is
this bigger ramifications than vascular D?
Well, we'll see. This is a major news story at this hour. North Carolina has been a hotbed recently of UFO sightings, including this one, which a man posted on his Facebook page, where he spotted a square-shaped UFO hovering over the city of Charlotte, Danny.
Yeah, I saw a headline this morning for not as cool as it seems. Like, there was an explanation for it. Currently looking for that explanation.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what could possibly explain something like this. We have this picture. The picture has not been altered. The man is sitting in his car. From the front seat of his car, he is taking a picture of what appears to be this rectangle shaped UFO floating over the city of Charlotte. I don't see how there could possibly be any other explanation, Danny.
Okay.
Yeah,
still
Danny,
looking.
Give it to us.
Well, of course, the government has to give us an explanation. So that's what I'm looking for, is the government explanation.
Yeah. This is a rectangular aircraft.
That's new.
UFO enthusiasts claim... is part of could be known as a TR-3B.
So aliens,
I think it could be. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they've moved away from circular shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're experimenting with square aircraft just to throw us off.
Now
you don't think this is Richard Branson and Bill Gates just having a fun time in their new vehicles that they produced?
Now, the one thing that some people have said is that maybe this could just be a cell phone that was on the dashboard of the car,
yeah,
and is reflecting into the windshield. That is one theory that is being floating out, much like the UFO over Charlotte.
So he's the only one that got a picture of this, because
you kind of think that maybe there would be like other angles of this, Tyson.
Yeah, so he's the only one that's saying anything about it.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if there's like 100 different people being like, what is it? Mm-hmm. But if you just have one guy who's just sold this photo to the Mirror? Where is this story taking place?
No, he posted it on his Facebook page. He didn't sell the photo. He posted it on his Facebook page and was like, hey, everybody, check this out.
Fake UFO. News. I think someone got it right with the reflection off the dashboard. He's the only one. Yeah. He's on a busy road. Lots of people have the opportunity to see this. Everybody has a camera in their pocket, and yet he's the only one who got a picture. Impossible.
Yeah. Nice try, bro.
Nice try. But there have been a number of UFO sightings in North Carolina recently.
Are they rectangular in shape?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But North Carolina has really seen a number of UFOs all of a sudden, Danny.
Why? What's going on there? Yeah.
That's the question. There was another one also this week. where a UFO was spotted in a different part of North Carolina. Some people
I heard that North Carolina is where Jesus is going to come when he revisits the earth, and everybody's just congregating so there. The
UFOs are doing preparatory work.
Yeah. Another recent UFO sighting from North Carolina from the end of August was posted, although some are saying that it was the Goodyear blimp flying over a NASCAR race that day.
Yeah, and they've got a new hot blimp, so they're probably out testing it out. Should News AF go to North Carolina and maybe do some on-the-spot reporting?
Well, I'm sure we have the budget. North Carolina, that if there is a place that we should go to check out, sort of like an Area 51 of North Carolina, I think that seems like not a crazy request.
No. I've never seen a UFO. I spent a lot of time outside.
I've seen one.
Oh, okay. Go on. Tell me more.
Driving down I-15 from the airport in Salt Lake, like a long time ago, around the point of the mountain.
Okay.
I saw, it was just like in the sunset, it was like this oval, like long oval shaped, like super bright spot in the ocean of the sky.
Yes. Very nice.
And, it did look weird to me. I didn't think anything of it, but it was on the news that night as a UFO.
Yeah. So, well, I guess everything is a UFO, right? Unidentified flying
until
object.
Until identified.
Exactly. So I guess you could say that we've probably, most of us have seen UFOs, but a lot of times we just say UFOs means alien spacecraft, which I don't think anybody's seen.
Yeah.
So you're saying what I saw was 100% not an alien spacecraft?
I'm sorry, Tyson. Is this hard for you to accept that you did not see an alien spacecraft? It just doesn't make any sense that aliens come to Earth just to cruise our atmosphere. Like, that's it. They're like, dude, go to Earth. They've got a great atmosphere for our ships. You just fly around, dick with them a little bit, and then take off.
Well, how about when you go to, like, an aquarium? Those fish have no clue that you're even there watching them.
Yeah, they have no clue.
What if we're in an aquarium of aliens, and they're just, like, in a zoo, and they're coming down to watch the humans?
Oh, that's one of Fermi paradoxes. That's something that people do say, that we're such a low civilization that we're basically just ants scampering on the surface of a planet.
So they basically have a sort of a glass bottom UFOs, and they're just coming down and taking a look at different places in North Carolina.
But why wouldn't they land?
Mostly
we interact with the aquarium. We go into the tank.
Yeah, we tap on the glass.
We tap on the glass.
Maybe we do. Like, maybe right now outside there's aliens watching us do this, and they're like, these guys think they're so woke. They're not woke at all. We are aliens watching them in a zoo like
I could accept that, Tyson, but I still think they would land. Wouldn't they find it fascinating, these animals?
Well, who's to say they aren't
bipedal
landing?
Animals that walk upright, wouldn't you want to like push them over while they're asleep and interact with them a little bit
primitive.
Yeah,
it is. I agree. That is primitive thought. I can't think like an alien. I'm too underdeveloped. But I just don't believe they're cruising the atmosphere with glass bottom spaceships, like Rob says. Although that is one good theory.
Maybe they can't breathe in the atmosphere or anything, so they are just glass bottom.
But they can travel space and time, but they can't breathe in the atmosphere.
Who says they can travel time?
Well, because who all of a sudden said they could travel time?
Because that's what you say. You say space and time. You just throw those two things together like you know what you're talking about.
You're not thinking in like an alien at all, bro.
I can't think like an alien. That's the whole point of this conversation. But I still don't believe that they're just flying around looking googly-eyed with their googly eyes down at the humans.
Hitting those Kuwaiti fish markets.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever you got to tell yourself to sleep well at night, Danny,
who
while they're watching you sleep.
Who do you think made the Axe body spray truck blow up, Danny? Lasers.
They find Axe body spray to be offensive on a galactic scale.
It's the only thing that's keeping it at bay.
It's like that movie with Tom Cruise when the aliens come and then somehow for some reason they're allergic or whatever.
War of the Worlds. Also quite a famous book.
What if Axe body spray is their weak point? Is that what you're saying, Rob?
Yeah.
They have to get rid of it? Yeah, that would be great. That's a great movie.
They're raging against the humans until all of a sudden they get a whiff of Axe body spray that then runs like a tidal wave through all of them. I think Blood versus Water.
Yeah. Could be tobacco and amber.
Yeah, that's the smell.
That's the one.
That's the smell that wins the war against the aliens.
Okay. I think you can smell like tobacco and amber if you just go to a bar in Europe for 20 minutes.
Perhaps. Was that the case when you were there?
I don't know. My dad used to always call that the European cologne, the mixture of alcohol and stale cigarette smell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that everywhere is cutting back on cigarette smoke.
Guys, let me just go back to the UFO subject. If I can.
Okay.
When it comes to UFO reporting, I find the reports from the fighter jet pilots to be far more credible than Billy Bob driving home from work.
What if Billy Bob is also a fighter pilot?
No. Nope. Not if he's not in his professional capacity at that time. Because a fighter pilot's not going to dick around and say crazy stuff. Because it's hard enough to get that job and then to keep it. So he's on the line. This guy loses nothing if he posts a video of his cell phone lit up on the dashboard.
Isn't it weird how that fighter pilot incident just kind of disappeared?
And it happened twice. No, another story came out 6 months later of another incident.
Yeah, but I'm saying like nobody even was like, we should get the entire human race to investigate that till we have a solid answer. Instead, everybody's like,
that's just
that was
a churn.
Crazy.
That's a churn of the news cycle.
I know,
right?
It is.
You just can't keep things in people's mind.
North Carolina, no, one of the top 10 states for UFO sightings.
What are the other names?
Yeah, what are the other names?
I don't know. That this is just what reported. But so North Carolina, you wouldn't think would be like a huge destination for aliens, but
they love it. They love Myrtle Beach.
Is that what it is? It's a good
great beaches
also.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Top 10 states, Tyson, do you want to hear them?
Yep.
I think
Texas has got to be number one.
Nope. I'm guessing Nevada.
Yeah, you got to say
nope. New Mexico.
Oh, don't worry, it's loading. Okay, number one. This makes sense. California. Which
why does that make sense?
Well, because it's got a bigger population than Nevada. So just by the sheer number of people. Number two, you guys are not going to be surprised by this. Florida.
Okay.
Number three, Washington.
Oh,
state.
Yeah, okay. Washington state. Number four, Texas. Ding to you, Rob. Number five, New York. Tyson, I'm with you. I don't even know how Nevada hasn't shown up yet. Again, population probably.
Or New Mexico.
Tyson, this is where you live. Six, Arizona. Seven, Pennsylvania. Eight, Ohio. Nine, Michigan. And 10, North Carolina.
Just barely makes the top 10.
That's why they said top 10. If it were eighth, they would have said top eight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We are going to talk about what's coming in Danny's Bolt Hole. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsors, our friends over at Dish Outdoors. And, you know, when we go on our next UFO hunting expedition, wouldn't it be great to have high definition satellite TV as well, Tyson?
It would be very great, but I don't see how you could possibly carry that.
Not possible.
Well, that's because you don't know about the Dish Outdoors, which allows us to take our Dish Tailgater Pro portable satellite antenna to watch live TV wherever we go, because with crystal clear HD, we'll feel like that we're in my living room the whole time. You only pay for the months you use. Dish offers a pay-as-you-go programming from $34.99 a month with no contracts, no credit checks either, Danny. I just activate my subscription and turn it off when we're done. No Wi-Fi is required. Say goodbye to constant buffering, searching for spotty Wi-Fi signals, and other connectivity issues forever. It's rugged, waterproof, and weighs just 8 pounds.
So you can just jam it in your backpack and go.
Perfect for Nevada.
Anywhere. Yep. Perfect. Wait till you see it in person. It looks cool with a smoke dome cover. When the aliens find us, they're going to be impressed with this amazing technology. You can see the satellite dish moving when it's moving around searching for the signal, and it's incredibly affordable too. TV outdoors doesn't need to be expensive. The Dish Tailgater Pro, one of the most affordable portable satellite antennas in the market, saving me over $1,000 versus comparable systems, and you don't need to be a Dish subscriber either. How do you get a Dish Tailgater Pro? Go to dishoutdoors.com or call 1-833-TV4RV. and use promo code PRO50 at checkout to get $50 off your Tailgater Pro and Dish Receiver bundle. Some restrictions may apply. All right, Danny. And with that, are you ready to take us away?
Take me.
Okay.
And me.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
That last guitar strum is, it just feels like I'm getting blasted in the face with Axe body spray when that happens.
What?
Like, whoa.
What a flavor.
Tobacco and fresh
amber.
Fresh road pavement, whatever it is. Hey, Tyson, were you near Berlin at all when you were out?
No.
There? No.
I was on the other side.
You missed a great convention, IFA. It's some tech convention in Europe.
IFA, International Farmers of America.
I know. That's what I thought. I've been trying to find what that stands for. But what it is, it's like, what's the one in Vegas? CES?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the European CES. So a lot of things are coming out this week. Interesting innovations, inventions. One that I saw was, you know, those shoes that have rollerblades in them, wheelies, I think they're called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heelys.
Heelys. Segway's coming out basically with a grown up version of that that looks super dangerous.
Yeah.
You can go 7 miles an hour. Some other.
Can't wait to see somebody famous eat it super.
I know. And that's actually the article I read was all about all the great YouTube videos that are going to come out because so much has come from the hoverboards.
It is explode like an Axe body spray truck.
Yeah. And so I'm sure we'll be seeing those. They cost $400. So if you're rich and you want a toy, there you go. But that's not what I want to talk about because I love robots. And one thing we always talk about the standalone robot, right? This, the robot servant or the sex doll or whatever it is. We never talk
about. What other kind of robot is there?
Well, the robot that integrates with the human. And LG.
A cyborg?
Kind of. LG came out with what I'm going to call robot pants. They're called, it's a robot suit, but I like the term robot pants.
Okay.
And LG, which makes phones and obviously robot pants, they came out with a new robot suit. And they say that it walks and feels natural and can communicate with other robots. And if you look at it, it looks great. And I was just trying, I just obviously enjoy robots. And I'm just trying to think of all the great things I could do with a good pair of robot pants.
What does a pair of robot pants do? Do they dry
Yeah, you said
themselves?
It communicates to it communicates to other robots, but what other robots? The other robot pants?
So it gives you more mobility. So like Tyson, let's say you and I wanted to go running, right? You haven't exercised. You've just let yourself slide naturally into a dad bod.
Okay.
You throw on these pants. I think that it'll allow you to have a little bit more strength and mobility. Well, so
it'll
we could
run. It'll jog me.
Well, I think you could power walk with ease right next to me.
Okay.
So it's just like boom, boom, boom. You could go to the mall.
I just have to let my body go limp.
Yeah. Just let the robots do the work.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm guessing that in the future, these robot pants will be able to summon other robots to do your bidding.
Could you jump super high?
Not yet, but obviously that's where it's headed. Right? Like the ability to kick through walls, jump super high, kick field goals from super far away. I mean, all of these things are possibilities. We're only getting a glimpse of the future with these robot pants.
So it's like Iron Man.
Yeah, but only half the suit.
Mm-hmm.
So
Nobody's
not the cool
made
upper
the
half.
Robot shirt yet.
No, and I wonder if that's because it's just a little... Now, you can't have the shirt without the pants. It kind of makes sense. You got to build the pants first to support the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just had the shirt, the people would be tumbling over. And then their only option is to crawl.
Yeah,
and so,
well, how heavy are the pants?
Well, it doesn't matter because you put them on, you can't even tell you're wearing them. And they actually help you. They increase your strength and mobility. Maybe they can already help you do like a super kick. Like if you're in a situation where someone is... confronting you
who are
kick
these
them
for Danny
workers they say like factory workers and people it shows a guy in a warehouse with a pair of pants the
so
interesting
some
thing
evil overlord is designing a robot to keep workers there instead of designing a robot to just do their job
so when you've been worked to the point of exhaustion the Here, robot keeps on. You working
yeah you're I like, can't stop the boss is in charge of the pants actions
Yeah, and here's the interesting thing now that you brought that up. In the picture that LG has given, it shows an employee with the pants on, and he summoned what appears to be a manager robot who's got robot eyes watching him do his work. It actually does seem more like imprisonment than it does some kind of physical aid.
I bet that dude can do a dope pop and lock, though, with his lower half, at least.
Yeah, he'll be able to do the robot dance. But as it stands now, I think you guys just hit it right on the head. This is the first step in robot enslavement. Oh, look, put on these pants. The robots will have control.
Remember when we didn't all have smartphones and now we do and none of us can get rid of them?
Exactly. Oh, I think we are. Yeah, you guys are opening.
That was the first step. And now they're like, try on these pants. They Bluetooth to your phone. And you're like, that's cool. Bluetooth.
Yeah. And like I said, LG's promo picture shows a robot monitoring the guy wearing the robot pants. Very disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
This is a glimpse into our future. Then you get the upper body.
Within the next 12 months.
Yeah. My gosh. I
heard AT&T is going to offer these free with a Samsung Galaxy S10.
Yeah. And a lifetime commitment to AT&T well into the future.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, do they make these in drop crotch variety?
they better if they want to get the millennials.
Yeah.
It looks like it fits.
This is going to be.
It looks like it'll fit you if you're wearing skinny jeans and trendy shoes. This guy's wearing a pretty cool outfit.
Okay.
He's rocking the robot pants. So just keep your eyes out, guys. A lot of cool products coming out, but don't be
eyes out, everybody.
Yeah, don't be tricked by the shiny new objects out there because it could just lead to robot enslavement.
Do you think that if the inventor is a Gen X like us, that he's going to let us be free of the pants and just maybe only make them in millennial sizes?
Yeah, that's you mean he just hates millennials?
Yeah.
Or their youthful exuberance?
I mean, the other could be that maybe it's a millennial inventor and we're screwed.
Oh, you know what, Tyson? These pants could help you take a
with
dump.
My ED?
If you couldn't get a seat on a train, it looks like they have some kind of sitting mechanism attachment you can buy, so it'll make a permanent seat.
Mm-hmm. So wait, what?
It looks like you buy an attachment that turns it into a seat.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Well, why would you need an attachment? Couldn't it just sit in a squat forever?
No, because of the I think there must be a balance issue.
It should have like a tail, that a tripod tail. That it drops.
That's easy, LG. You can have that idea.
So what's the attachment? Just a 400-pound weight you have to hold straight in front of you with your arms locked?
No, here's the thing. The attachment is an item so heavy that you have to buy their upper robotic suit to hold it. And then you're enslaved.
Yeah.
Then you can never get out of it even. Mm-hmm. That'd be your only option at that point is to use X body spray because you can't get in the shower. It won't allow you to.
There should be like a telescoping tail that drops out of it and then becomes like the third leg of the tripod.
That would be disturbing at all.
You sit down.
You're like, you're in the subway and you see this guy and you hear this buzzing and this like extending robotic tail coming right out.
Yes.
Then he just sits down.
Yeah. And
that's
then
the future.
Like a
maybe you don't need to sit. Maybe you're not tired. Maybe you're just like being in the robot legs is even more comfortable than sitting.
Yeah, you just let your body go limp.
Well, the first thing I thought it was that, Tyson. How disturbing would it be if a guy's like, I got to get to work, but I'm still super tired, throws on the pants, goes back to sleep, and you just see him walking down the street. Mm-hmm. I know it doesn't have that capability to take you to work, but in the future, well, and you're just totally limp, and the pants are doing all the work.
Yeah.
When it has the capabilities to take you to work, that's when the galactic salt mines start.
That's
right. And it's I'm going to go to sleep.
What does
it
need you for at that point?
Well, I'm assuming that they're going to use our blood.
Drinks your blood.
Yeah, just like the Matrix, somehow we're a human battery.
Our human liver is good for, you know, keeping everything filtered.
Yeah, all the toxins.
Right.
There must be a reason that they're trying to entrap us in their robot devices.
As long as we can prove that we're useful, they will never eradicate us.
Yep.
Not for a bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Danny, anything else going on?
No, I mean, lots of stuff constantly is going on, but nothing to report at this time.
Well, that's our job.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure. But by the time we end here, many things will happen.
Log on to Facebook and all of a sudden there's a bunch of stuff.
It's always that way.
Yes.
So we Spicy Wasabi X said, did they talk about Jeffrey Owens, the Cosby actor who was job shamed working at Trader Joe's?
Yeah. Did you follow that story?
I know that story.
I saw the headline where the people were like, oh, some actors have day jobs too. That's
isn't that the whole thing? There's a whole joke about that. Don't quit your day job, right? Yeah.
Well, so, I think the article was not like, hey, look at this. This guy was an actor and now he works at Trader Joe's. And it seemed like that they took a photo against his will. He's sort of like,
yeah, like, I thought the same thing. It was a celebrity sighting more than it was a shaming.
Right.
It is hard, though, because you do get in those instances where you don't have to work for like 10 years and then all of a sudden you're like, I got to join the workforce again. And they're like, well, you can't because you're going to get shamed every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you wear robot pants, no shame involved. Look, robots don't judge.
They're making me do it.
Yeah.
You think I want to be here working at Trader Joe's all day, every day? No.
I put these pants on 10 years ago. I've never taken them off.
Really? Yeah. And, they won't let me act.
When you take a look at his resume, I think the thing that maybe you might shame him about, like, oh, it says here you worked at Trader Joe's. Okay. Oh, and you worked with Bill Cosby?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, have you no shame?
Yeah, come on. What years were that?
Yeah, no, I can explain.
I was just a kid. I didn't know any better.
My main gig. I had
a day
Joe's
job
going on. And then,
man. So, well, I do feel bad for him. That's sad.
I'd feel worse if he worked for Wells Fargo creating fake accounts. Like, we should shame those people.
That would be worse. Yeah, you got to shame those people.
Yeah. So, no shame in Jeffrey Owens. I bet he'll get a bunch of acting gigs, or at least a bunch more a cashier job at Trader Joe's.
Maybe he can be on
Someone will start a GoFundMe page and he'll get $5 million.
Yeah. I think let's just put him on Celebrity Big Brother.
And that'd be fine, too.
Or is this a real life? Is that still
no,
a show?
No, not anymore.
It was like Celebrity Big Brother, but it was before Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Thanks
the
for
difference
the history
between the two
guys.
Shows.
There was no game, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really any game on Celebrity Big Brother either, if we're really going to...
Yeah, if you're going to get really granular with it, yeah. I guess not. All right. Do we have a hashtag today?
Robot pants. Vascular D.
No, you keep suggesting that. No. Let's just do, robot pants.
Yeah, I bet if you had those robot pants off, I bet it makes it really difficult to get your shoes and socks off in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah. This guy, the robot pants wouldn't allow it. Mm-hmm. That's why I support robot pants.
I think if you had the thought of taking your shoes off, the pants would just exit you from the movie theater and immediately put you on the Greyhound list.
Actually, yes, that's a good idea. All passengers or people at the movie theater or on the plane have to wear these. You misbehave, they program the pants, you're gone.
To shock you.
Why can't you just have something that burrows into your mind and reads your every thought?
Yeah, like one of those worms from Star Trek II. The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Although I don't know if it reads your mind. It just makes you very susceptible to suggestion, like when Khan tells you bad stuff to do.
Yeah. You're thinking, I saw this movie when I was a kid and they would put things at the base of people's back, their skull or something. And I can't remember what it was, but it used to terrify me. Something like that.
It was, was it that movie with that giant Chinese star?
Crawl.
No, but it's on the same Crawl. Level as that. I can't remember the
How
movie.
How come you got to watch all the cool movies? I never got invited to movie night at your house, Danny.
I'm so sorry. We weren't friends as children, so that Youth. Was probably one
yeah.
problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've got so much stuff going on in the world of News AF. For those of you guys who were watching the live stream earlier, we were talking about how that we are striving to make the Group AF one perfect utopia, and how we are on the hunt for additional moderators to make sure that nobody is trying to agitate the rest of Group AF.
We want it to be a
Garden of Eden on Earth.
The same rules that apply to being on a flight, where we want people to be on their best behavior and don't take things out on us like we were people who are working the desk for American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No greyhounding.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Follow Tyson on social media. Tyson and myself are going to be in Reno in less than 2 months from now.
Exciting.
It's all happening, Tyson.
Yes, it's all happening.
It's all happening.
2 months from now, run it up, Reno. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Everybody's going to be there.
Yeah. It's gonna, well, I don't know. Danny's not going to be there.
I won't be there.
Why won't you be there?
I'd rather be here. That's as good a reason as any.
The bolt hole, Danny, after last week.
Smells. By the way, it smells really bad in this room.
Get some Axe body spray down there.
That is a good idea. I did get
fire. That'll really...
I got Febreze. I did Febreze, tropical scent.
Yeah.
And now it smells worse. That could be a good scent for Axe body spray. Black mold. It's got dark mold, we could say. I mean, because they love those dark themes. So
yeah,
that one's for free.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right.
I'd probably try it out.
Give it a shot. What do you have to lose? Okay. Of course, Danny is on social media at Danny Bryson. Tyson, do you have a review?
Yeah, I do have one.
Newsaf.news to leave us a review in the Apple Podcast Store for News AF. One of the top news podcasts around.
One of the top news AF podcast around for sure.
Sure. Yes. In the same way that North Carolina is a state.
Top 10.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yes. Invest Your Money, 5 stars by Big Blue Tater Tot.
You go on.
I highly advise skipping all of the millennial news stories until you make it to the sloth terrarium. Take notes. Liquidate your Bitcoin. Go all in. Thank me later.
Yes. Liquidate your Bitcoin to invest in News AF?
I don't know. It says go all in, so maybe gambling?
No, it's just whatever we are recommending or not recommending.
Oh, for the sloth terrarium?
Yeah. Lots of good ideas coming out of the terrarium.
Dude, almost every week, but not this week.
Not this week.
Yeah.
But most weeks.
Yeah.
Well, we could invent the shirt that goes with the pants for the robot suit.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we take someone else's money and then pay a bunch of different people to do it.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about one breaking news story at this hour?
Play the breaking news are happening now.
All right. Let me see if I can bring this up here. This is one that was just shared with us here in our News AF group by Matthew Murphy. Some breaking news at this hour.
Are happening now.
Two bros took a picture of themselves and hung it up in their local McDonald's, and no one noticed for weeks.
It's a great picture.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that one. I'm glad we got to talk about
this. I did. It's the best stock photo. I mean, I that would trick me. There's no way I would see that as a forgery or not.
Yeah, I mean, look, you see like there's the graphics around the French fries with like the zoom in, and then it says McDonald's. It has the logo and everything. It's so perfect. Yeah.
This is a good prank. Let's point this out. All those other pranks are crap. If you're Logan Pauling people, you're an idiot. This is a harmless, funny prank that everyone can appreciate.
It
doesn't involve cat turd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And McDonald's now has to leave it up because it's so great, and maybe even start using it in more advertising campaigns.
Yeah, seriously. Great prank.
So what they did they take it down?
I don't know.
It was up for 2 months, I think. So I guess that implies that it was taken down.
So good.
Someone probably came in to examine the franchise and like, that is not a franchise art or whatever.
Yeah.
If there's anybody in the greater Phoenix area that wants to do this to lots of corporations around, you do all the investigating, see which walls are empty at which corporations, and I will definitely pose in photos with you if you make the posters look dope.
Another woman, Bryn Schuller, tweeted recently about how her and her friends did something similar at Walmart, where they put pictures of themselves into picture frames.
Also, harmless.
Too.
That's a pretty good prank. Not as good as this one. I mean, that picture was huge at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. So that was in a Houston area McDonald's. Shout out to Christian Toledo and Jev Maravilla, who did that.
Ballers for life.
Yeah.
Unless somebody digs up something dark on their internet history.
Which
past.
They will. Yes. History is
what restaurant could we do something similar in? Could we do it at an IHOB?
We should start the IHOB campaign with IHOB branding. That would be the best.
And we're eating a burger?
Or not even do a picture, just switch all the P's with B's on their main signs.
Yeah. Okay.
Give them a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Good stuff. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. We'll be back with more News AF next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Thanks again for Dish sponsoring today's episode of the podcast. To experience the joy of HDTV Outdoors and get $50 off your very own Tailgater Pro Bundle, it's the one with the clear dome, call 1-833-TV for RV or visit dishoutdoors.com. Use promo code PRO50 at checkout. Some restrictions may apply.